Later today, we get the latest FOMC policy decision. In recent days, the market has been exhausted by all things Trump tariff policy, so today's decision will be a welcome distraction. However, we're not too sure how much of a distraction the Fed decision will end up being, given how much today's event has been well telegraphed and well priced in. As far as expectations go, the overwhelming consensus is for the Fed to remain on hold, and with no summary of economic projections due, most of whatever volatility we do get will likely come from the Fed chair presser. As a refresher, at the previous meeting, the Fed cut rates 25 basis points and communicated a more hawkish-leaning message suggesting there would be less rate cuts than more in 2025. And as of now, the market is pricing about 40 basis points of rate cuts through the end of 2025, with only about a 25% chance the Fed will cut rates at the March meeting. Recent economic data would suggest the Fed could be forced to leaning more hawkish given stronger employment and inflation ticking back up. If the Fed chair acknowledges this later today, it could invite a fresh wave of dollar demand. If, on the other hand, the Fed chair is more reserved and talks about being data dependent, leaving the door open for the possibility of more rate cuts, we could see the dollar sell off. As far as any comments around President Trump and expectations for how the new administration's policies will impact the economy, we don't believe the Fed chair will be wanting to make any material statements around this, and instead will leave it to time to determine how and if the Fed needs to respond. Overall, we don't expect there to be too much volatility from today's event risk, but as always, it will be important to keep an eye out. That's all for now.